Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Doris Emick, with thanks to God for the blessing of family and church family.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Before we get going this morning, I just want to say I'm so glad to be back with you guys. I had very much fun, kind of fun. I was doing good things, I think, but I'm just glad to be back with you guys. It is nice to be in this pulpit and looking out on your faces. It just is nice. So thank you for having me back, I guess. And then the other thing here is I'm going to do something that that I don't do that often. I think it's usually good to be kind of, as a pastor, constrained by the lectionary readings. That is the regular schedule of readings that we follow every week. But this week, I've decided I'm going to choose something else because I can do that if I want to, I guess. Yeah. So so if you have a Bible in front of you, our passage to consider this morning is going to be from Matthew chapter 5. And I will read to you verse 13 through verse 16. So if you have a Bible, you can open it up and take a look. It'll be familiar. It goes like this. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So this is, just for a little bit of context, this is from Matthew chapter 5, which is the very beginning of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel. And it's coming right on the heels of what we normally call the Beatitudes, you know, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the poor in spirit, all those things. So Jesus has called together his disciples, all of his followers, it's like a crowd of people, and he has just finished blessing them with the Beatitudes, and this is the very next thing that he says to them, you know. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. That's what he says. So in this particular context, we should think of Jesus as speaking again to his disciples, to his followers, for our uses to the church. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to us. And he says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. Now, in modern parlance, when we say someone is the salt of the earth, what we normally mean is they know how to work with their hands, or they use colorful language or something like that. Jesus isn't necessarily talking about either of those things, but he's just saying salt has a purpose. It makes things tasty. It preserves things. It has a use. And as he says, if salt loses its saltiness, what use is it? You might as well just throw it away. And then perhaps more clearly, he says, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Nobody lights a lamp and then hides it away under a basket. That would defeat the whole purpose, wouldn't it? No, when you light a lamp, what you do is you put it in a high place, on a post of some kind, so that it shines light in all the house, so that everyone can see. If you lit a lamp, if you shined a light and then you conceal the light, then everyone remains in darkness. It requires the light shining from this lamp or candle or whatever it is, flashlight, so that people actually can see. And the thing is, again, he is talking to you. He's talking to us as the church. And he is giving us, he's offering for us, he's explaining to us, however you want to think about it, our purpose. What are we to do? Who are we to be as his church? And he says, we are, the church is, the salt of the earth and the light of the world. You are, I am, we are together as the church, the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That means we have a job to do. We have a purpose. We have a life that is filled with meaning because of the task that our Lord has set before us. It's not even really a task. It's an identity that he's given us. He's just saying, you are. He's not saying, go out and be. So let's be clear about this first. Here, Jesus is talking to the church. He's talking about us as the salt of the earth and the light of the world. But of course, we all know that Jesus refers to himself also as the light of the world. He's the one, he's the light, as St. John says, the light that shines in the darkness that the darkness has not overcome. We, the church, are the salt of the earth and the light of the world because we have the light. Because we have been given the light of the world. We know the incarnate Son of God, the God-man who came into the world in order to redeem the world, so that the whole human race, in fact, the whole creation, the cosmos, everything that is or was or ever will be could be redeemed, could be atoned for, could be brought back to God in his kingdom after the fall into sin. What we as the church know, what we have, is the knowledge of and the experience of the miracle that in fact God himself is present with us, and we mean very specifically, like here in this room. It's hard or even sometimes impossible to discern, but in fact, God is here with us. He's right here. What we confess, what we believe, is that when we hear God's word, as we just did, and when we receive his sacraments, again, as we just did, you know, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that God is in this place. That right here in this very room, the light of the world is shining brightly. But again, Jesus says here in Matthew chapter 5, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And so what he's saying here is, we as the church are the light of the world because we have received him. We have him. We, in fact, kind of are him. And as we go out into the world, we take him and his light everywhere that we go. You are the salt, again, Jesus says. You are the light, again, Jesus says. And so I just want to draw your attention to this again. You guys all know, or you should know at this point, I just got back from New Orleans with a group of people that went from our congregation and also one lonely guy from Good Shepherd. One guy. And what we did is we went into a bunch of places that you wouldn't probably normally want to go for various reasons. You'll hear about it next week. And we talked to a bunch of people you might not normally really want to talk to. Did a bunch of jobs that you wouldn't normally want to do. And we thought quite a bit over the course of our time there, why are we doing this? Why do I want to clean up that refrigerator that I think, Lisa, I'm not overstepping when I say, it smells literally like death. And we wondered, is this a good use of time? Is this a good use of resources? Is this something that we should be about? But what does Jesus say? You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. And where you go, that's where I am. And so again, I want you all to know, and we'll talk about it more, that when we went to that place, I'm just talking about this because I just got back, but when you go to the places that you go, you're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. And where you go, you take Christ with you. Because he's in you, and he is you, because you're the church. And so when you go to a dark place, and New Orleans is dark, I'm not speaking figuratively, I mean literally, lots of places just don't have power. What we get to be, and we who went are just stand-ins for all of you, this is our work together, get to literally be the presence of Christ to those people. We were a crew of largely unskilled workers, but what we really were was the presence of God. Understand that when we went there, despite our best efforts, we were the salt of the earth. And those people needed salt. Again, I'm not speaking figuratively here. I mean, literally, they needed salt because all their food had been underwater for a month. And so we took your contributions and donations, and what do? We just gave them some food. And you could look at that from the outside, and you could say, there's probably a more efficient way to do this. Is it really worth our time? But what I want you to understand, what I want us to come to together as a congregation, is to be able to see that, in fact, when we did that, when you put some money in that plate for those door offerings a couple of weeks ago, and when we took that money and we bought a bunch of ramen noodles at Walmart in Metairie, Louisiana, and when we took that and we gave it to some people so that they had something to eat, we weren't just some people doing some humanitarian work. We are the church. And that means that we are the presence of the living God to these people. And we can walk into their flooded trailer, their shack that's worth nothing. And we can say to them, we're the church. And maybe we don't have a lot to give, but what we do have, we give to you. And again, that's the presence of the Savior who has redeemed the whole world. Where we are, Christ is. And because of the work that we do here, people see God. Now, one plug here. I have been, ragging all of you for months about this planning process that we're going through. But let me just make a connection for you. This is why this thing is important and why it needs your help and your support and your contribution. Because we need to decide how exactly we're going to take the gifts that God has given us and use them to serve in his kingdom. Jesus has assured us, you're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. You have all the riches that he can possibly give in this, his holy church. But what we need to come together and decide is, how are we going to do that to the best of our ability? Do we like the idea of spending money and spending time and sending our pastor down to New Orleans to go into dirty places? Or would we rather do something else? Brothers and sisters, this is something that we need to think about and reflect on. We are God's church. We have all the riches and blessings that that entails. And the question that comes to us now is, what are we going to do about it? So think about that. Consider it. Recognize what you have been given and what we can do as those loved by Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.